hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
You don't have to do that. I'm shitting right here.
Yeah, you like that? That's that views, baby.
Is that a different flavor?
No, it's just like regular golden.
Is it freshy?
Yeah, it's pretty fresh.
Tastes fresh. Tastes like a fresh.
Yeah. Okay.
So what's up, man?
Hey out there. Whoa, hey. Me and Alex were just chilling here. We didn't hear you come in.
Yeah.
We didn't see you there. We're going to make this one very immersive.
Yeah.
Hey, don't smell my glasses, you freak.
She's going to get nose smudges all. Oh.
she's like a giant cat, just afraid of bags.
Dude,
and shit.
She is a giant cat.
She's going to start now, isn't she?
She is, too. She knows we're recording.
That's that girl Daisy for
you. Oh, she brought the alligator out. That's why. Oh,
is that her, like?
See, that's the latest toy.
What's this?
That's totally a cat move.
Yeah, that was a very cat. She just hopped over here like a goddamn cat.
She's cat dog.
Good girl, Daisy. All right, now that we got you out of the way, I guess I can open a beer. We got one of these.
She's out of the way for now.
Blim blam. Thank you, man. I went with the vodka this week. Because fuck it, why not? You know?
It's vodka kind of week, huh?
I guess.
Did it rain out?
Oh, yeah.
In Sawyer today?
I wasn't in Sawyer today.
Oh, where were you?
I was at Niles. Took the kids to see.
Oh, yeah.
Inside Out 2.
I got you. How was that?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just talking about going there yesterday or over the weekend.
To see a movie?
Obviously. Yeah, just talking about that.
Which one?
I like that theater better than the.
Oh yeah.
The Loma.
Yeah, I think it was for four tickets to a movie at 3 o'clock, plus a large popcorn and a large drink was like $25.
Right. If you go to Celebration.
And the screen, like...
It'd be 25.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the screen's like half the size from Celebration, but so I mean, I don't give a shit.
The chairs are comfy.
Yeah. I mean, the chairs...
You can get...
The chairs there, yeah, totally fine.
You can get food, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Desmond was like...
Theater stuff.
Desmond was like almost in tears.
Yeah.
On the way there, because we stopped at a gas station to fill up. So I was like, well, let's go inside, and I took the kids inside.
Yeah.
We picked out candy. And doesn't like, are we going to buy candy when we get there also? I was like, no, we got this candy. We're going to take it in. He's like, we're going to sneak it in. Yeah.
He felt like a bad boy.
Dude, he's like. I'm like, dude, that's the whole point of the movie is
dude,
to try to sneak shit in.
Like Taco Bell in and like dude. McDonald's.
Fifths?
Yeah.
Remember bringing fifths? I remember cracking. We cracked open a fifth. We were waiting for it to like get quiet or get loud. To fucking crack the seal, and like right as it did it, it just like
got silent.
And it was just like,
yeah.
I'm like, damn. So I took a big drink, and I was just like,
yeah,
just like, everybody turned around, like, what the fuck, dude? People crying at shit, dude. It was a really stupid movie.
I haven't seen shit, dude.
Oh, dude, you gotta see shit, dude.
Shitting himself.
Yeah. Just, oh shit. Like you could pinpoint the exact moment he shits his pants.
Which one was it?
Fuck. It's like C-Spot Run or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's just stupid.
Is that like where the dog's driving the car?
I think or something. Like David Arquette might be in it. We're back on David Arquette.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
not good with like actors and shit.
Yeah, I think it was David Arquette. I don't know. Or Jerry O'Connell or
if
some
Ashley
shit like
here,
that.
She would be able to pop it off. She's
I know.
Obsessed.
Her producers are slacking. But, yeah. Dude, there's like a part where, you know, it's like they have to get this dog, you know, like a guy. It's one of those movies where it's just like a guy comes into possession of a dog, you know, and For some reason, like, some evil people are trying to get this dog or whatever.
Yeah.
So, when the people finally get the dog, there's like this...
Goddamn dog nappers.
There was, like, probably these 50-year-old people in front of us just started, like, wiping tears and crying and shit. And I'm like, this is, like, a goofy-ass comedy.
Apparently,
like,
they've had that happen. Okay.
Yeah, this is the same
Don't
thing
be
happened.
Insensitive, bro.
The same thing happened to our dog.
Yeah.
He owed...
It's in the dog
He owed UPS money or something. Out.
Dog trafficking ring.
Yeah. My dog, he's been writing bad checks all over town.
Right. They finally got him. The postal police.
Got his ass.
Dog jail for you.
Dog jail for you. go to tree jail? Yeah, go to tree jail.
Yeah, go to tree jail. Man, I'm tired of getting the books. You get the book.
Yeah, they're just ripping his skin off. No. You can just read it. You don't have to tear it off.
Flip it over before you...
Yeah, he's like, read it before you tear it off.
So good.
Have you ever had
Underberg? Underberg.
They come in little,
what
like...
What is it?
it's a bitter.
Okay.
Comes in a little airplane bottle with like paper, brown paper, like a paper bag, like on the top half of it. You got ripped
that
off.
Sounds really familiar.
Green caps.
I might have had it from you, possibly.
Yeah, I think I might have like brought one
seen
from
it
work.
At your house
Well, I've never had it at my house, but we have it at where I work.
I feel like I've seen it, or maybe you've shown it to me, or maybe I saw it on. On the stoner bashing time.
Yeah. I'm watching her tail wag, and it's funny. It's just like slap, 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 slap. There's like no rhythm to it or anything. Just bursts of happiness. Yeah, I'm happy. Yay, I'm happy.
I guess... That was a waste of time.
Yeah. That's all right, dude. We got 50 more minutes to kill. We got to fucking kill this shit.
Look at her. She's chilling now.
Yeah, I guess she did just want her little alligator.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I don't even know what she's looking at. Or what do you think she's thinking about?
Probably like, do I got to pee or what?
People say dogs like don't remember stuff, but they definitely do.
No, yeah, they do.
She was hanging out in the chair the other day, and somebody came through the fence. Per usual, and had a little puppy with him.
Yeah.
And she was like, going crazy and shit. And so I had to let her out so she would shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
And we went to go somewhere, and she was like still looking for it. And that was like 30 minutes later. It's like,
where was that little bastard?
He's like sniffing.
Yeah. So I always want to train a dog to use
Jesus
the buttons. Dude,
Christ.
Put her. You got to go outside? Come on, let's go outside.
No, she just wants. Oh, now she'll listen. She listens to you.
All right, come
you,
on.
You take her out.
Let's go outside.
She won't listen to me, dude. Just leave her out there for a while.
Even walking up to the door, she's like, I just want to make sure it's okay with my dad.
Like I beat her or something.
Yeah.
So Friday.
This Friday. This past Friday.
No, this coming Friday.
Oh, this upcoming Friday. What's happening?
I got a call for jury duty, man.
Oh, this is your first... Monday's your first day?
Well, that's me finding out if I...
Have to show up Monday.
Yeah.
Fun Which, stuff.
I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, my neighbors ran my mailbox over. Because they did. If you didn't notice the new...
I did not. Oh yeah, I do now see it.
They were having like a.
I saw him the other day when we stopped by
party.
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah,
I was like, damn, they're parked in the entire yard is used up.
Yeah, bro.
Nope.
They do that all the time.
Not one bumper was in the road though.
Well, there was a bumper in my mailbox at some point.
Well, yeah, after they left and they're all fucked up.
I woke up, and we were gone somewhere, and Ashley was like. When did your mailbox be in the yard? And I was like, well, apparently now. Like, what?
When did
it was
your shit
like, why would I know? But they were awesome.
Hell yeah.
I was hoping to, like, get cool with them so I could get delicious food.
I was going to say, dude, do you ever go over there?
No. That's the only time I've ever even talked to them.
Oh, man. You should be like, we don't have to worry about this at all if you just invite me over and let me eat some food next time.
Let me get some of that grub.
Let me bring my boy.
Right.
Let us, like, we'll do a live episode from their place.
Yeah, there you go.
I shouldn't have married Ashley. I should have married some little Mexican woman.
I mean, you can hire one.
Straight up. Yeah, I don't want to have to hire.
Well, or you can, like, couldn't you just green card one?
I guess, but then I still got my wife.
Oh, you have to wear it.
I got to wear
it. My wife.
What if it's like, I don't, I just, like, have a whole separate life going on. And I'm not, it's not sexual and I'm not cheating
right.
on
no,
her.
No, no.
I'm just going over there to get fucking, just like, tamales
food.
And
yeah,
shit.
Tamales
yeah,
and
dude.
Shit. No, I know. Don't worry. That shit place I worked, Oscar, that was his name.
Oscar. Mm-hmm.
That's always how I said it, too.
Oscar. Oh, you sneaky little man.
Oscar. He had, like, fucking 15 kids.
Hell yeah.
But on Thursdays, sometimes he would, like, walk around with a clipboard and take orders from everyone.
Oh, hell yeah.
And, like, this little old lady would make the food.
That's dope.
Oh, bro. And then he'd bring in, like, coolers.
Yeah.
Like, she would wake up at, like, probably 3 in the morning.
Just, like, tackle boxes full of burritos and
bro,
shit. Hell,
like,
yeah.
Fire.
Damn, dude, I want a fucking taco now, like, really bad.
Yeah.
I've been
around. Isn't there taco delivery?
I mean
there's
got,
DoorDash.
Yeah, we got DoorDash and stuff.
Dude, I hate how much it costs, though.
Yeah. I mean, for some tacos. I mean, you're not that far from, like,
the Perla.
Yeah, that's about it, huh? There's not really...
Yeah.
There's not really anything down that
there's,
road.
There's that Sabroso, the one over by Applebee's, like over by Topps Trade Center.
Oh,
little strip mall.
Have thing. You been to that place over by the Secretary of State?
Oh yeah,
that place is dope.
That place is fine.
They're fucking.
Have you had a walking taco from there?
No, I almost got that, but I got like
you can get it with whatever chips you want and stuff.
Oh hell
like,
yeah. See, I just had
that for lunch the other week.
Fuck yeah,
I got Doritos. Nice. Doritos, walking taco.
I could go for a walking taco, man. It's been a long time.
Oh, man. So good. And it's fat. Like, it's not the little bag. It's the, like, medium bag.
Yeah.
It's fat.
It's the tall boy of snack sizes.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you got to try it. Do you like cucumber?
Yeah.
Dude, they got this cucumber lime drink. Like, it's like a well drink.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. One of the frescas or whatever.
Oh, dude.
Or frescas? Was that what they are?
I don't know what they're called.
And what is it? It's like fruity, creamy drink?
It's not cream. It's like a, it's just, it's got like the hunks of the stuff.
Okay. What's the stuff that I'm thinking of? Is that the horchata or whatever?
Yeah, that's the
like
creamy
cinnamon
one.
Milk?
Yeah, that's okay. Horchata. That stuff's fire, too.
Fuck, no, I want some goddamn tacos. Dude, yeah, I've been on like a Mexican food kick.
Dude,
but,
I love
but that place is dope.
I can always eat Mexican food.
Me too. Over by SOS, man, I got like 3 steak tacos and they're fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that place is good. I've been making a lot of meat. Have you tried their pork?
No, I had 3 steak tacos, Mexican style, and chicken quesadilla.
Nice.
Yeah.
Their pork has like, it's like the sweet, savory.
Okay.
It's got like pineapple in it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the thing on the... It looks like Euro meat.
Oh, on a spit?
Where they shave it off.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Turn it. Yeah, I saw that, and I was just like, oh.
Yeah, they just stack it on there.
Yeah,
and,
dude.
Yeah.
Shave it right down.
Yeah, dude. It's got pineapple and stuff in it. Get that in a walking taco.
Yeah, I'll get a walking taco and definitely try some pork next time I go.
No, dude, it's good.
I've heard the California burrito is really good, too.
I haven't tried that one yet.
We're just
talking about food.
I know. We'll probably keep this in just because.
Hey.
If food
it.
Is good, who gives a shit?
I'll support them.
Yeah, dude. If
I could even pronounce
support,
the name, though.
Knows. Yeah. What is it, like
it's
next
to,
Joanna's?
It's right next to Secretary of State.
Joanna's of...
In Benton Harbor.
Or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I can't.
Maybe Shawania?
Yeah, I can't ever pronounce it.
I know it's like a... I think it's a city in
Mexico. I don't know.
But I'm just so used to Michiana that I'm just like, it's Michiana, Mexico.
Michiana, Mexico.
We got the best people watching possible.
Right. No, that place is fire. And they make all their popsicles and stuff in-house.
Oh, yeah.
with the fresh fruit in them and everything. I know, my nose is running too. Yeah. Is it just
day.
The day?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just so dreary.
Yeah, that fucking sucks. You guys get caught in the rain?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was all wet.
Yeah, no, it probably felt okay for a minute.
Oh, it felt great. And then I was like, all right, it's getting too wet.
Now it's dry. Now yeah. I'm just
and then
fucking
it, and then
sweating.
It got, and then the sun came back out, and then it was humid
yeah.
as fuck.
Yep.
I was like, just keep raining, please. And then it stopped.
Go down a rain dance.
I tried, dude, but I don't know, like, do you do the worm? Like, that yeah. seems like a rain dance.
Yeah, well, no, because then you're basically just saying fuck the earth over
well,
and over.
Worms
and over.
Like the rain, though, right?
Fuck the earth,
they
fuck
always
earth,
come out in the rain.
I guess that's true, yeah.
So I thought
can't
maybe
argue with
the
that.
Worm dance, but.
Can't argue with that.
I'm too old. And
yeah,
I'll
dude.
Break my back or something.
You'll fuck your balls up.
Yeah.
Cause
oh,
I,
yeah.
I used to be able to do the worm, but now I can't because when
yeah,
I do it,
my balls
fucking
are all
crotch
saggy.
Just slams into the ground.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe they would stick to my legs enough from the humidity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't try. Or if you'd tuck them and clench.
Yeah, you'd have to tuck clench them.
Tuck clench. Do the tuck clench.
Somebody tuck clenching their fucking garbage and just fucking doing the worm. Just the visual of the fucking backside of that.
That's good. That's good. We need to get a video.
Yeah. The opening ceremony for the Olympics?
Dude, I don't watch shit.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to have to show it
I
to
watch
you.
I watch people getting shot.
Dude, it was
like,
fucking Gojira.
You know what I watch.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was surfing in the Olympics.
Wipe out.
How long has that been a thing? Has it always been a thing?
I don't know.
I've never heard of surfing
God damn, I'm not
in the Olympics. But I also don't follow the Olympics, so.
You don't follow the Olympics?
Bro, come on. You know.
Have some goddamn patriotism, brother.
I'd rather buy, like, I follow antique stores, you know? I'll buy some old safety pins. Don't know what the fuck they were doing with safety pins back in the day.
Yeah, I don't get that. What the fuck is that?
Feel how brutal that is. Unclip that bitch.
Just imagine,
they have, like, giant babies.
Just
they're
imagine, like, your one pair of pants that you're going to have to wear for the next 4 years don't fit, so you have to put...
Jebediah.
Yeah, you have to, like, that's your belt buckle.
Yeah.
Just some, like,
dude,
rusty piece of
it
steel.
It would work.
It would. I'm sure that's what they're using it for, because they didn't have, like, elastic and shit.
All right. New topic real quick.
Do it.
Just while it's on my mind.
Yeah. Fuck all that other shit.
So, at work earlier.
Uh-huh.
We're working on this, you know, just pulling weeds, you know. And these Amish dudes pull up in, like, a diesel truck with a trailer. But he's got, like, the full Amish.
He's
like,
got the regalia.
He's got a hat
yeah.
and, like, the suspenders
uh-huh.
and the
no
weird
buttons.
Pants.
Or wait, no zippers, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, no zippers, yeah.
I don't, but... Then you're driving a diesel truck, and then he was talking on a cell phone. I was so confused. I don't understand anymore.
Well, that could be like the Amish. They have like that. They get a week or whatever, right, or a month.
I have no clue. So they just get out
Fuck.
There.
Sorry, Devin.
They're like, put the horses away. Bust out the diesel.
Well, no. Because I'm pretty sure they get like a week or a month.
There's a name for it.
And then they get to either decide to go back to their community. Or
right.
Stay in it. But it's like, man, I
yeah,
wonder
I know,
what the what do you think the turnaround rates are on those? Like, who's going back? How many percentage? You want to take a guess? Because I'll look it up.
Yeah, look at I'd say, all right, like percentage to what? Like what percent go back or what percent stay?
What percentage go back after Rumspringa? What's up, Rumspringa? Is that Rumspringa?
I don't know. Oh, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Rumspringa.
Rumspringa.
It's not Rumspringer.
Rum?
It's Rumspringa.
Rumspringa.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that Amish Mafia show?
Amish Mafia. Whoa, fuck. What was that?
I don't know. Some stupid show.
Was it a reality show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, like... we're like having mafia.
Yeah. And wars. It's like, this isn't real.
All I could think of was Weird Al Yankovic, Amish Paradise. That's probably what they were blasting when they were going to
just all gangster
do horse buys. Or what would you call it? Gallop
buggy,
by.
Buggy by shooting.
A buggy by.
A buggy by shooting, yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right. Jebediah.
So, okay. I don't want to guess Rump how many.
Springer.
I want to guess how many don't go back. I don't want to guess how many go back. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry.
I want to guess how many don't go back.
Okay.
That percentage.
Okay.
I'd say, like, 65.
Approximately 15% of people leave the Amish way of life due to curiosity or simply wanting more choices in life.
So I was kind of close.
You said 65?
Yeah.
Over 85? You're kind of close, I guess.
I was going to say 85, I'm not going to lie. Or, like, 90, but I didn't want to get too cocky about it.
So, Amish Rumspringas statistics show that most Amish teens don't go far from their family homes and that 85 to 90% return. The return rates are lower among the strict Schwarzentruber Amish, 90% compared to the less strict ones. As the Andy Weaver Amish, a 97% return.
Sounds like a guy that would talk like,
I would love it. I'm the Schwarzenegger. What is that? That's got to be like German.
Dude, I have no idea. Where did the Amish originate?
Where did they? I don't know, dude. We can just do a whole episode on the Amish here.
I just have questions now.
How do I join the Amish?
How do I join them? Can you not? Can you go?
Although the Amish don't associate with the English. Some have joined. Do your research, visit the community, make a decision. That's it.
So, like, where do the Amish originate from? That's what I want to know.
Dude, we need to get Amish
people. Because they have, like, weird accent. There's no way that dude was
Amish
foreign.
Originated in Switzerland.
I can see that.
Germany and what the fuck is this? I've never heard of this. Alsace.
If anybody knows what...
Alsace? Alsace?
I don't
Alsace?
Know.
Alsace?
I mean, we could just look it up, but...
Oh, we're getting too fucking... Too much.
Okay, we've gone too far.
They're mostly from Switzerland, right?
We've gone too far.
It's a former territory of the German Empire. It's located in modern-day France. Okay. Yes. Of course. Well, that was a cool, fun history. Period. Let's make fun of the Amish more now. What do you think the Amish think, like, about us? Like,
I don't know. The guy that I talked to earlier was pretty cool.
Yeah. Like,
that's why I was confused.
Well, yeah, like, he was driving a diesel truck.
Yeah.
And like talking on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Anyone's going to be cool doing that.
I was like, what? But he was wearing, like, he looked like Jebediah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
like the song.
Yeah.
Jebediah's in the motor, those cows.
He's turning butter. It was really confusing. I don't know. Dude. Like, they had a trailer with tools. I don't know if they have power tools. Or
no, that's what... Well, maybe
or they, if they swing hammer.
That's what I mean. What if they're on Rumspringa?
How do you... All right. I just don't understand how you, like, half and half it. Like,
well, yeah. That's like when you see the fucking van of... Amish people driving around. It's like, oh, it's cool. They don't have any chrome on it or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a sweet-ass diesel truck, dude.
I thought, man.
It was all blacked out.
Yeah. Dude probably rented it for Rumspringa.
Nah.
He probably put up so many barns to afford that shit. Dude, what do you think of Amish? Like, you think they're fucking... What's their marriage situation? Like, do they have multiple wives or just
one? I don't know how that works.
Because they seem kind of like they're just fucking Puritans.
I have no clue.
This podcast now is just going to be us looking up stuff that we didn't know.
just going to be Amish.
Welcome back to the Question Everything Hour, where we're trying to figure out.
So what? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, fuck the Amish. I'm done looking up shit. I'm done using my technology to look up their old stupid ways, dude. Mm-hmm. Fuck them. I'll go. Let's go infiltrate the Amish. And fucking...
well, I don't see how you can be like, well, I can. I don't believe in anything, but I'll use it on these days.
Yeah, like there's a special day. Well, it's kind of like
money.
Well, it's kind of like Christians and Catholic the Catholic Church and sex,
yeah,
gay
yeah.
sex. You know, that was terrible.
Hey.
I'm just falling over my words. It's kind of like the Catholic Church and gay sex. I'm gonna edit that so it sounds like
it hurts.
That's just the one. Yeah, it hurts. Sometimes you can do it. I don't know. Hey. Sometimes God is busy taking care of the Amish, so you can fuck a baby boy. The fucking Amish, though. Well, you know what we should do is infiltrate the Amish and introduce heroin.
Ah, yes.
And Oxycontin.
I think you mean fentanyl.
Yeah, fentanyl.
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 Fentanyl. You want to, Let's do something easier. Let's do something easier.
Okay.
Is that that thing that makes that noise?
It's my computer.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's a very loud tiny
I don't know. My
computer.
Brother said this computer worked, and it does, but it's kind of a piece of shit. But, I mean, it works. I mean,
hey,
we're up and running.
Send it.
Who fucking cares?
Hadouken.
Oh, it's goddamn Amish, dude. Now they got me fucking heated, man. They got me steaming, bro. They got me fucking worked up, man.
It's grinding his gears.
They think they're better than me, huh? Just because they don't fucking have a zipper on their pants, huh?
Dude, he was like... he looked like one of the Soggy Bottom boys.
Hell yeah, he had the beard and everything.
It wasn't like super beardy. It was just
but it was
the
there,
way
right?
his pants were.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had like a... kind of strawish hat on, but not like not the way you know.
Yeah,
and then the suspenders.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'll give it to the Amish. Like when I see Amish people, I am like, okay, yeah. Like they look all right. They're Amish, but if you just like saw someone dress like that, like if I saw you dress like that, I'd be like, you fucking dork, dude.
Right, dude. I seen all right. So that fucking expensive ass golf course, the.
Mm-hmm. Harbor
fucking,
Shores?
Yeah. We do a neighborhood over there. We do stuff in there. And a fucking whole crew of them came through golfing.
The Amish?
I don't know if they're Mennonites or Amish. I'm not even playing, bro.
Well,
what
you
the
know,
fuck?
Golf was invented back in like the 1600s.
Like, no, but what the fuck, bro? Like, I feel like they're fucking with me.
Were
at
they
this
walking
point.
Or using carts?
They were in carts.
Nope.
Dude.
No.
Electric carts.
No, I don't trust that.
I know.
I don't trust like that. What were they
like,
what are
the
they
shit?
Doing?
I don't know. They had the garbs, the chicks had the fucking things
the hats,
on their heads and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
They were super nice. They were like, oh hi.
Oh hi, old boy.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
Shit, dude.
I've never
what
seen
is
that.
It, though?
I can check that off my list.
Yeah, golfing Amish.
Whatever's.
Yeah.
Well, there's Amish, there's Mennonites, there's...
I wonder if they play different.
I don't... Yeah, they gotta like...
Like, well, we only use the putter English.
Are the women not allowed? Maybe they just drive the cart?
They just...
I don't know.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
They dab the sweat off.
Yes, they wash the balls.
They hold the ball.
They shine the fucking shafts. Yeah.
They hold the ball while they hit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the tee. Just the fist. It just rests right there. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we
yeah, we
need
there.
Answers.
We went there.
Oh, I know, but I want answers. I have questions.
Maybe we should do an Amish episode one time.
Let's invite. Maybe I can get that guy on here.
Get some rum Springer boys over
to?
Here, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I'm sure we could YouTube it. I'm sure there's
partied up with him.
Hundreds of thousands of interviews with Amish people.
Yeah, but that's not as good as us.
No, I want to find out firsthand.
Interviewing an Amish person in the hood.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, I stopped at the liquor store on the way here. I stopped at Slauson's.
Oh, yeah.
I realize when I'm in the hood at liquor stores, I definitely call people boss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call people boss.
That's all I say when I go to any establishment.
Thanks, boss man.
What's up, boss?
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss man.
I mean, usually it's a Middle Eastern person. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's a lot wrong with it, but we're not going to talk about that.
Well, yeah. Hey, I got to watch, here's a funny story. Here's one of my hood stories.
Lay it on me. I'm going to blow. Oh, sweet.
What?
Go ahead.
So, I was at the gas station the other day. you know, getting some shit. And putting gas in the car. I said I was also putting gas in the car.
Your classic gas station.
Yeah, you know how gas stations are, right? Bro, you should know this.
Right. Never throw stuff away, I just put it somewhere.
Ah.
I mean, there's trash here from months ago.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dude, look. Dude's clean. They don't even sell those in Michigan anymore.
Well, that's from you.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Throw your shit away, dog.
In there?
Let me finish my story. I see your fart, and I'm raging.
Trying to knock the wind guard off this microphone.
Now you're going to get pink eye. Oh, boy.
I don't care.
So, anyway, I'm at the gas station, about to hop in the car. I finished putting gas. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Transaction.
I see this dude. It looks like he, like, took a hoodie and cut all the rest of it off, but kept the sleeves in the hood, and then wrapped it around his neck like a scarf, and was wearing the hood. And he walked up, like, the side of the gas station, and was talking to himself.
Oh, so you saw a crackhead.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, you saw a crazy person.
So then he goes inside, and I get in the car, or I'm about to get in the car, and I hear yelling, and I see the dude that I was just calling boss man chasing this dude out of the store. And then, of course, he's running this way, because where else would he be going?
He's naturally just attracted to you and has to run past
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and we're driving towards him, so he thinks we're, like, following him or something. He's, like, running around like a crazy squirrel man. And I ended up going back in there later, obviously, because it's right next to my fucking house, and I go there all the
time.
That's
your spot.
And I was like, yo, what was up with
fucking... Yo, boss man!
What was up with crazy dude earlier? And he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, the guy you fucking chased out earlier. Yeah, like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, there's too much crazy shit all the time. He took a fucking, you know, those tiny 50-cent Slim Jims? He just grabbed one and then ran away. That's what he was squirreling off about.
Clearly needed it.
Bro. Like, what in the fuck?
Like, my boy Alex is at the gas station, dude. Toss him a fucking blowjob. He'll fucking buy you the whole box of them, bro. You don't got to worry about teeth. You're good.
I came back here making sure he wasn't going to do some crazy shit.
Did he come this way? Like,
yeah.
Into the neighborhood?
I knew where he was going. He was going through the fence.
Coming through the fence.
Yeah. Bro, this is the shit I have to deal with every goddamn day.
I mean, luckily you don't have to deal with it.
Well, I mean, you know.
You get to... You get the privilege of living in a chaotic...
Fair enough.
I mean, this is like an apex of chaos right here, dude.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm glad they know I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I'll throw rag grenades at the fence. Not that I have any.
We should put up a bunch of Halloween decorations and shit.
On the fence?
Yeah.
Well, you notice how I've been letting it get to be a jungle out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't have to mow that part.
There you go. Put some kitchen
wire.
Who the fuck?
Don't even look.
What is it?
Don't look.
Is it somebody ringing your doorbell?
Hold on. Yeah. Duh.
No one's out front.
Don't even look.
No one's there.
I know who the fuck it is. This motherfucking neighbor from fucking Kitty Corner.
What does he want?
Fucking anything he can get.
Go tell him we're fucking busy.
I'm not gonna answer the motherfucking door.
We're busy. Is he even there?
Mm-hmm.
He knows where the camera is. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows the stand of the side.
Oh, I'm sure he can hear us.
I don't care either. Can he see in here? Hell no. Dude, we're trying to have gay sex in here. Friggin' go away, you freak.
Should I go answer it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Let's see what this motherfucker wants. Let's see what's so goddamn important. Oh, yeah. He's just sitting on your porch?
Yeah, apparently.
What?
We were just talking about hood shit.
And look at lo and behold, now someone's just hanging out on your porch.
That was like...
We should invite him in and talk to him.
Nah.
Let's interview him. No?
Absolutely not.
You don't think it'd be a good interview?
I do not want to talk to Antoine right now.
Antoine.
I do not want to talk to Antoine.
All right, so let's start blasting death metal.
Dude, last time I let one of them in here, I forget what his brother's name was. He's got, like, fucking crazy eye. He fucking came in here and called the cops on their own house. Dude, it was a whole thing.
What are you doing here?
Those are the ones I told you about the time when fucking... one of the dudes I used to work with, fucking him and his old lady came over to grab something, so I had let the neighbors borrow a jump pack, and they were bringing it back, and they were walking across the street, because that's the only fucking way to get here. And
makes sense.
Yeah, so somehow a fight ensued. And she jumped in the driver's seat and was trying to run the neighbors over. And they went and got a fucking, like, tire iron. And they were hitting the truck and shit.
Of course.
Dude.
Well, you gotta.
It was insane. And I was like, not at my fucking house.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Literally go 50 feet into that direction.
It was ridiculous.
Poor guy. I feel weird sitting here now. Like, he's just going to listen to us talk and podcast.
I don't know what he's doing.
Anyways, back to our gay sex we were just having. I was going to start like, oh, fuck me.
Dude, just let him do his thing.
Well, I will. I want to sit
I right hope here. Tyler shows up.
I do too, man. You should just call Tyler and be like, show up.
Dude, pull up, should I call him right
pull
now?
Up fast, dude. Yeah. Alright, let's take it.
He's cool. Like,
yeah, no, I'm just fucking
like,
around.
I just don't know what the fuck he's doing.
I'm gonna pause this for a sec.
Who comes to somebody's house?
I know.
Just is like.
Maybe we shouldn't pause.
Let me sit on your porch for a minute.
I know, it's kind of weird. He's like, I'm gonna let you know, I'm gonna be sitting here.
He lives right there.
I know. But, well, what I'm saying is, like. I don't know. It doesn't look like anyone's, like, home over there.
Why is
so maybe he's just locked out of his house. But it's like, just say that, you know?
No, why wouldn't you sit at your own house, though?
That's fucking true, too. Like,
it's weird as fuck, bro.
What the fuck?
Is he trying to, like, incriminate me? Did he kill someone? And he's like...
Should I fucking beep, beep, lock my car?
Is he like, trying to use an alibi?
No, maybe. I don't know.
I ain't fucking saying he's been here.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I don't know what's happening.
I don't either, dude.
I guess you're right. We'll just ignore it.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking when I was editing.
Oh, shit. Finish it.
I was thinking about Jerry here when editing the last one. And Tyler's here.
Jerry. Yes, dude. Yes, I told you. Yes, yes, yes.
You're just willing shit into
dude.
Existence.
Oh,
man.
Dude, this is going to be a good one. What do you think is going to happen? Tyler's definitely going to say something.
Tyler's.
He already has questions. Dude, trust me. I know Tyler.
Okay, he's getting out.
Look at him. dude, I know. But he's always got sunglasses on.
Got his sunglasses on, even though there's no sun out.
Dude, he was a strip club manager. Like, he knows what's up.
He just gave him an ocular pat down.
Oh, I know. he macked his ass. Oh, man. He doesn't look happy about this situation. I love this. This is so good.
I know, dude. It's like theater.
Bro. I wish that people could see this. I don't even know how to describe what's happening. My neighbor is just sitting on my porch. He came up, rang the doorbell, said he needed to sit on my porch for a minute.
They're listening.
Oh, I know, but like, he has his own house. Right? I don't understand this.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Now Tyler's getting
Tyler's pissed. Oh, boy.
He's really taking time getting shit out.
Oh, dude, I know. He's probably getting like...
He keeps looking at him. I can't tell if they're having an exchange or what. I was surprised I'd get back into his car and just call you. Like, what the fuck, bro?
Oh, no, he's going to...
Is he texting you right now? He's on his phone texting.
It's so funny if he's texting you. Like, dude... There's just some man here, dude, on your porch.
Oh, he is texting you. I told you.
Here it is.
Tell him to come on in, dude. He's like, hey, I'm just going to be sure. We were just saying it'd be so funny if you pulled up. And you pulled up. We're in here. We're in here recording, commentating on it. Oh. It's for your extra brash.
You guys are going to get a kick out of this. This is.
He comes bearing
Alex
gifts.
He's never had his own action figure, but now he does. Everyone has always told us that Alex looks like Keanu Reeves, right? If he shaved. Look at what I got. Motherfucking Bill and Ted. And
oh, my God. Holy shit. Dude.
It's like brand new. Look at that. There's Alex. This is Alex when he
was a teen. It's got a fucking shredding guitar.
We just got to put a Pantera tattoo.
Yes.
On
yeah, yeah. Some Slayer tattoo. Kill yourself on your shins.
Dude, oh, what the fuck? No. Hell no.
Dude.
My parents fucking. This is. I
got to
give this to
yeah.
Dude, bro.
Yeah. Are you going to tell them to fuck off? Because we got to record this if you do.
No, I'm just going to let. They're. As long as they don't touch my shit, I don't care what they do out there.
Yeah, but they're about to, like, get freaky on the hood of my car.
I don't know. Go out there and tell them to fucking get that.
Oh, man, I'm watching them. What the fuck are they doing here?
No, she is. She's.
Was he? What was he doing? Was he pacing around or what?
I went broke into her car that one day. Remember? Yeah. Were you here?
Here, you can take.
Who was here? Were you here?
When what? When you walked up?
I had to go break up. I had to break into her car one day.
Oh, no, I wasn't here for that one, no. But you told me about that. I remember that.
Yeah. But she's cool.
Yeah, yeah. No, she looks. She just, like, just her look on her face, she looks, like, logical and, like, humble. And. Like,
I think he has, like, mental problems, to be honest. Oh, dude, do you want, like, a chair?
Oh, no, I'm good.
You can sit in the chair. Oh, shit, I forgot we had three mics. Nice.
No, it was just funny. I was like, oh, shit. I told him, I come over to see Alex all the time. I was like, I don't even know if he's here. And he's like, oh, he's here.
He's on one then, huh?
Yeah, he looked like
he did he seem drunk? I think he has, like, mental problems.
His eyes look like two piss holes in a snowbank.
Oh, they're going back over there.
Yeah. Oh, shit. She must have rubbed the right side of his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she scratched him just right.
He's naked. No. Come on. He's naked with a massive erection.
Dude. That shit's fucking awesome. Dude,
isn't that funny? I saw that, and I was just like, just so happened to, like, find it in the Truman Archives.
That's funny, in my
parents' garage, like... My parent, you know, they have like a 6-car garage.
Yeah,
like it looks like a 2-car garage from the front.
That's fucking cool as fuck.
But yeah,
flip it over. I want to see like when it was made.
Yeah, it from
from the front looks like a two-car garage, but my dad had the back built on.
The offer on the back of this expires in 92. This is from 91.
Yeah, that's vintage shit.
Dude, that's fucking cool.
Look, you get the booth?
Dude, yes. Oh, you gotta get...
No, the Grim Reaper's the best, Rufus. Dude. Look at the Grim Reaper. I want that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
dude,
I want.
Dude, we have like, to get the set, bro.
How did I not find that one, you know?
Dude, that is tough.
But that's like Alex's action figure, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We just got to get we just got to tat it up.
Tat it up.
That's sick.
Tat it up and put a Slayer shirt on it.
All right. Hold on one second. All right, we're rolling again.
He's always rolling.
Cool. We can hear Tyler. Tyler, stop it by.
Knocking on the door. I didn't have to knock. The neighbor's already here.
Oh, I know. Right. Oh, we were watching.
Yeah. Curb service out here. Like, we gotta watch. Still in Gravine.
We were just talking about how weird shit. I was telling him about the guy.
We were talking about hood shit.
Yeah. That would show up, right?
Too. Talking about how weird the hood is.
No, we were talking. All right, so we were talking about hood shit, and then the doorbell rang right afterwards, and then it was him asking if he could sit on the porch, and then we were talking. Yeah, I was like, "Cool, man."
I said, "Bring him in." I was like, "Let him come inside."
No, I was like, "Fuck no." I've already dealt with him too much. I can't. So anyway, right after that, I was like, dude, I hope Tyler shows up. And then
I didn't know what to do.
Like a minute after
for
that?
For 2 minutes? For one, I want to be like, why are you on my fucking homie's porch, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I was like, I bet he's pissed.
And then I was like, did you see me roaming around the car?
No, I know. Yeah. I already knew.
I was like, calling right, it.
I'm going to get my things
when
together.
When we're done, we'll go back and listen to it. Because I was like play by play. I'm like, I think he's suspicious. You just shot him a look.
Yeah. I was contemplating what I was going to do.
I know.
I know.
I was like, he's taking a long time getting shit out of his car.
I knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I was like taking stuff out of bags and putting it in bags. Because I'm like. He's taking my game plan. And
I was like, he's giving him the ocular pat down.
And then I got my phone and I was like, shit.
No, Alex
is here.
Dude, wait till you hear it. He's going to play it for you. We were calling it out and then and that's how I called.
I was like, he's on his phone. I was like, get your phone. He's probably texting
you.
Yeah. Beeped and shit.
Because we were watching all of it.
Yeah, I went straight boondocks on that one.
Dude, that shit was hilarious.
When I texted you,
Yeah. Oh man, that was hilarious.
We're aware of you there. We got the ravine on lockdown.
We got it.
We're ready. We're ready to start throwing explosives out the windows and shit.
It's funny because the beater bat the beater bat by the front door's got skunk ravine.
I know. I see it.
Yeah, we should have got grenades on the basement.
You get skunk ravined if you come fucking around over here.
Yes.
You'll get put in the skunk ravine.
Let's start selling skunk ravine home defense weapons.
Just
fucking sawed off broom handles covered in skunk ravine stickers.
That's a fucking sledgehammer handle, bruh.
Hell yeah.
We still got to put the tiger trap out there. I'm telling you.
And I tempered it in the fire.
You got to put the what on it?
The tiger trap out there.
Oh, the tiger trap? Yeah. What are you guys talking about? You have a tiger trap?
Yeah, tiger traps when you, in the jungle, they'd make a tiger trap and it would collapse in on. Sharpened bamboo sticks.
Yeah.
Punji pit.
Yeah. We got to rub shit all over them.
They call them tiger traps.
Is it a punji pit or a
in the jungle? Yeah.
Isn't it punji? Yeah.
Pungy. I don't know. Pungy. My old man punji spikes. Me that shit, but
oh, yeah, dude.
He was in Vietnam.
So. Oh, yeah. They used to put cobras and shit in the tunnels.
River.
Dude, yeah. Did you ever watch
dude, Daisy, what?
Knock it off, Daisy. Lay down.
She's trying to make a bed out of a bed.
You're already in a bed, you freak.
You're right. Just lay the fuck down.
I'm just standing here. All you're going to be able to hear is.
Give her ass pillow. Give her that T-bone.
T-bone. She'll get right there. Nice.
Yeah. Now you're just going to hear that.
Damn it. Do you have any quiet, comfortable pillows? I hate these
they're in the bedroom.
Noise-making pillows, man.
She's a psycho, dude.
Dude, just lay down, you freak. I'll just edit this out.
Nah, it's good. Fine.
Right. They say it's good. They say it's fine. It stays in.
Send it, bro.
There you go. Oh, absolutely. That's like, see, usually we record and then afterwards we're sitting here just watching videos of cops shooting
don't
people.
Don't be fooled. Take them swimming on the first date or something.
Yeah.
But it, isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Less tea. That's it. That's all it says at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you got me.
I don't know what that
means.
You're
looking at something different.
What does that
even
text. Mean?
Bottom text. Yeah, you're looking at something different. I don't know.
Don't get fooled.
Dude, what?
I poured 3 gallons of gasoline.
You didn't get the queen.
Hole. I guess not.
They all probably like.
Because it's like the way the hill is, you know, on the road. They fucking. They just tunnel another fucking hole. So, however you pour 3 gallons of gasoline down one hole, and you don't kill all those bastards, I'll be damned. I don't know, but
you get just to explode the hill.
There was
pump
three
some natural
holes
gas
when
in
I
there.
Poured 3 gallons in. There was explode one main hole hill. And two down from it, and they all burned. Right, there was flames coming out every one of them, and I sat out there and drank fucking 6-pack all of myself and watched them.
Fuck yeah!
Right, and I was like, motherfuckers, because my ankle was swollen like 4 or 5 times its size. Remember? You
yeah,
seen
I seen
it, dude. It was.
I seen.
I'm allergic to them.
Hey Nick,
me too.
Yeah, Nick, look they good. Fucked me up, dude.
Just chilling.
So I go over there though, and guess what? Those motherfuckers tunnel a hole out, and they coming out another hole. So now I gotta go. I was mowing,
fuck,
but
dude.
I got lucky.
Oh, they're in there deep.
I saw them. Yeah, they're back, dude.
You have to dig it out and get the queen out,
dude.
You
I'm
have
gonna,
to
that's
kill
what
the
I said.
Queen. Yeah,
I'm pouring that. Yeah, I'm pouring down there now. Now I'm gonna see what hole to come out next.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
I'll come
are fucking
with
me
it.
Up, but
I got 2 pairs of coveralls. We could duct
yeah,
tape.
Dude.
We can no coveralls, bro.
Yeah.
I got two things
yeah.
of coveralls, and then we can just duct tape each other up.
Yeah, they won't get through that.
Fucking yeah.
Oh, dude, they're
I'm down.
Man. Dude, if you just sit there
I'll go to war.
And watch them, and dude, like, just
yeah.
every second, one's going and
yeah.
one's coming, and it ain't
I'll go to war.
Constant traffic.
dude, when that happened to me, when I got lit up on my ankle, I had shorts on, but I looked down at my fucking shoe, and dude, there was like 30 of those motherfuckers
Fuck.
On my shoe, dude. I was like, I was high stepping, sliding.
Oh, I bet, dude. Fucking. Were you allergic before that?
Oh, no, it's getting worse because I keep getting somebody because it's where I grew up, right?
Yeah.
So they just keep fucking me up. And but see, now it's the battle.
It's a battle.
Attrition,
yeah.
you know, or
yeah.
yeah, it's attrition, right? Yeah, a battle of attrition to see who survives, right? It's attrition,
yeah.
right?
So, you need some poison, dude.
Dude, I have poured these motherfuckers out of that hill.
You have an air compressor?
So many times.
I do.
You need to get, like,
dude, spray so poison many. And blow air.
I'm fucking
nah. Point. Nah, I said we go in a straight battle.
Years
or just
burnt,
dig straight down?
Yeah.
Years ago, it wasn't that bad burning them out, but shit,
you gotta
it's
dig
expensive.
It out.
You gotta find
you ever watch
center.
Those videos?
Yeah.
Dude, it's getting
that,
expensive.
That dude that,
out.
Like.
Too bad we don't have a crucible. We'd pour aluminum in it.
I know.
Oh, dude, I've seen that
tight
video.
Shit.
That,
yeah.
The
you see how
the,
big it actually
ant,
is.
The
yeah,
ant
dude.
Guy. The guy that does ant hills.
Yeah. That shit's cool.
But I've never seen a ground bee one.
Yeah, I wonder what it looks
see,
like.
I don't think it would work.
It, yeah, do you think
because,
it would just burn through?
Well, because they would have it like a nest.
We should do it out of brass.
Is it still like a buried?
I got a lot of brass. Is that
yeah,
hot?
But like.
Like a buried nest? Or is it just dug into the ground? They
yeah,
leave?
But the anthill ones, like, it's an anthill.
You know what I mean? Like a
yeah.
nest or like a beehive that would be up in a tree.
Look it up.
In the ground. Dude.
So, like, I got that cool
yeah,
stuff.
I've been learning all this. I can't get rid of the buzzing, so I don't know how to do that, so.
It don't
matter.
You better talk to, remember, what's his name? Dolby? The guy that invented
Dolby the O.
Yeah, go talk to him.
Yo,
go talk to John Dolby.
No,
we
yeah,
got to
yeah.
bring socks.
go talk to the
Dolby.
Bose brothers.
Yeah, yeah. No, but, dude, did you ever like read up or see, like, the way that they made it to where it, because he was so, that Dolby guy, he was so fascinated with trying to eliminate the white noise. That was why his speakers are so pronounced and
he's
so
autistic.
Good.
He was an autistic man.
Dude, yeah. He's an autistic motherfucker probably, but dude.
That dude was on the spectrum for sure.
But what it was how it worked was it varied from when the high, because a loud noise is a high, a lot of frequencies, right? And the low noise is not a lot. And it's so.
Low.
Yeah, they would.
Low.
The machine would just. You know, it was like a capacitor, and it would, you know, lower
flux?
The power.
Would it flux?
And yeah, it would flux it. Sorry, I'm horrible at describing.
So it was a flux capacitor?
Yeah. It was like that. You just had to put banana peels and High Life cans in it.
Yeah, dude.
But, you know, but.
The first Dolby speakers were fucking.
It was like
trash. Yeah. Just trash.
It was like garbage power. Disposals from the dinosaur show. The dinosaur show, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the mama.
And then along came. Then along came the Bose brothers, and they stole it.
Not the baby.
They tore him down. Yeah, they took all the credit.
Not the mama. Yeah, that's what my youngest does to me. Dude, rips my beard off my face.
Dude, babies always go for my beard.
Dude, he's gruesome, though, dude. He don't just pull your beard. He, like, puts his feet on my chest and pulls. He's, like, trying to rip
my jaw. Hadouken.
Oh, he's trying to rip my jaw off.
Should you shave your mustache and go full Amish?
Full Amish?
Yeah.
We should all just go Amish.
Dude, my old lady would strangle me.
What if I shaved my mustache? What would that look like?
You know, no, what you guys both should do is just shave your chin.
Oh, like Mongo Jerry.
Oh, do
like
just
Jerry?
The chin.
Mongo Jerry?
Or Mongo, is it Bongo or Mongo?
Mongo Jerry.
I said Bongo. Right.
You talking about summertime?
Yeah.
In the summertime. Yeah. That's Mongo Jerry.
Yeah, what does he say in the song, too? He says
He says drinking and driving.
Yeah, he says,
when you're drinking and driving and you're fingering a kid.
No, he does not say fingering children.
No. The one part is
holy
funny,
shit,
though.
What was in that song, dude? I never listened to the lyrics.
No, he says, if her daddy's rich or something, remember that?
If there's hair on the field, then you can play a ball.
If her daddy's poor, take her for some more or something. I can't. Damn it, now I got to look it up on my phone.
He's rich.
Yeah. Take her for a drive or something, right? All right, hold on. I'm going to look it up real quick because I got to now.
Dude, if her daddy is rich, take her for a drive. If her daddy's poor, just rape that bitch.
Yeah.
Just bang her in
just
the
rape
like
her.
Pretty much.
Hide. Bang her in the hide. There
what
you go.
Fucking year did this come out?
What is it? Mongo?
Man, god damn.
Is it Bongo or Mongo?
Mongo.
Oh, okay.
M-O.
Mongoloid.
Mongo.
What is it?
Jerry Mongo.
Jerry Mongoloid. Just some Mongo retarded guy named Jerry. He's like, if she's poor, you can rape her.
Summertime. Yeah, is the name of the song.
As long as it's summertime, you can rape them.
Oh, here. Look, full lyrics. Okay.
Dude, he says something about drinking and driving.
Take
a drink, have a drive.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's the lyrics.
Here's the first two choruses.
This should happen like in the 80s.
He says, in the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Oh,
when
shit.
The weather's fine,
they're eating acid.
You got women on your mind. Yeah. Have a drink, have a drive.
Yeah.
Go out and see what you can find. If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel.
So I'm not wrong.
Yes, Jesus.
I am not wrong at all.
all those songs.
So that song's
rapey,
just like,
though,
get fucked up and rape her.
All those songs used to be rapey.
Now look up, what's that Elvis song?
Dude, Magic Carpet Ride, that's a rapey song.
Well, no, Cell Block 9, or what's the...
Oh, Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse Rock. Look up
the
lyrics.
Yeah, dude, they're like talking about...
It's about gay sex.
Yeah,
it's about prison rape, dude.
Yeah.
Good old prison.
Grab yourself a chair or something in the song, right?
Look it up and read the lyrics, dude. Have you ever done that?
I have not.
Dude, it's like Jailhouse Rock is about having gay sex in jail. It's crazy.
All right, here we go. The warden threw a party in the county jail.
I think it's the second verse.
Prison band was there and began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing.
Oh boy.
All right. Okay, here, hold on. So we're going to jump one here. Was dancing in the jailhouse, right? Spider Murphy played the tenor saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the side slide trombone. The drummer boy from
Slide
Illinois.
Slide Trombone was the guy from Cell Block 2.
Yeah, he was sliding on something. The drummer boy from Illinois went crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let's rock. Okay, here.
That seems racist.
Number 47 said to number...
Yeah, right here, Alex.
Number 3, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see.
So number 40... Yes. Yeah. Number 47 to number 3.
I sure would be delighted with Hold your on. Company.
I would like be delighted with your company.
But delighted with your company. Come on and do the Jailhouse Rock with me. Yeah. Jailhouse Rock.
Jailhouse cock.
Hey, all I'm saying is there better be some toilet wine included.
You better toilet wine and toilet dine me tonight.
One of those mattress cookups.
I'm a classy broad.
Mattress cookups. I need a slice of mattress cookup before I have
a real quick story.
A couple jailhouse burritos.
When I was locked up last.
Dun dun.
Do the jailhouse run?
No.
I was in there just raping my way to the top.
Number 47.
I'm not talking about rape. God damn it! You said hooch.
Last time I was locked up, I got all right. Drunk, you know what?
Fucking, I'm done with this goddamn story.
Okay, go ahead. Fuck yourself. This is too funny.
Nope.
You gotta let me riff on it. You gotta let me riff.
Were you on the top bunk or the bottom bunk,
dude? Fucking top, bro.
Oh, so you're a power bottom
I'm
from the
top.
Like, no matter what anybody says, you can just be like, oh, so you're a bottom top power?
No.
You generate the top power from the bottom.
Who picked the books?
Bunk sucked, actually.
Who picked the books from the library? You or your bunkie?
No.
The books sucked.
I'm looking at Miss Daisy,
and she's like, fuck you guys. I was just trying to tell a goddamn fucking story.
I know, but I gotta, like, just try to riff off of it.
No, it's over.
Go ahead, tell it.
No, I don't even remember now.
Please.
It was there.
What pills do you have on this table?
Muscle relaxers.
Let's do some muscle relaxers, dude. Can I get one?
Yeah, uppers.
No, you... been drinking, dude.
Yeah, that's the best time to do
it. I'll take some of the crack in here.
Whoa, you got crack?
I've got good vitamins.
You got crackle?
Oh, no, that's just crackle. Sorry.
Crackle cocaine. I cooked it. I cooked the cocaine down with crack bar.
With Chris,
crackle bars.
With Chris Rice.
Yeah, dude.
And then, you know, I've got the claw.
Dude, I love how you have, like, a pharmacy and a bank on your table. You're half of the table.
Don't worry about what
it's,
I do.
It's a
here.
Pharmacy and a bank.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
And over here, I just have a bar and a candy shop.
It's an old school.
Is this like a gothic back scratcher
or
something?
That's
a weeding
tool.
Yeah, I'm like, what
the fuck is that? It's a weeding tool,
dude,
but like,
should.
Look how creepy it is.
You want some Skittles, man?
No, I don't want them.
Yeah, that'll scratch a booty for sure.
If you don't like Skittles, you can eat my ass.
No, actually, it feels pretty good.
Dude, you should make an extending rod on it. Bam. Back scratcher, dude.
So sharp and awesome.
Dude, like,
well, look at it. Now you got something to hold it in.
The brass tray.
Oh, tell me that's not, like, solid as fuck, though.
Tell me you're going to start chewing.
Oh, shit, I lost it.
No. Don't you steal my evil medieval fucking...
Dude, that's awesome.
I know.
How do you keep finding all this cool shit? I
got
to start
because I go to antique places.
Yeah. Well, that's where you got. That's where you guys went yesterday when I saw.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the pool.
This was
a
$10.
Fucking hit, man.
Feel how solid that is.
Dude, Lorena was.
It's like one of those creepy animals. You know which one?
It reminds me of like the monkey claw from The Simpsons, Treehouse of Horror.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. That's the first thing I thought of.
And it's just like,
yes, that's the first thing I. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking claw five. Just make me bleed. Just, I wish we could.
Just
like,
let's make a claw pack.
You've been healed.
Yeah.
Here, now you do it and shake my hand. No!
Dude, it's glorious. Dude,
why is there a hole in the middle of it? Like,
that's for
it's like
of
an
that.
Evil
that's
Jesus
claw. That's probably
cloth.
Skin you scratch off with it.
Just
right.
In case, yeah.
What
the
else
blood
did I
you
get?
Go through.
That's so it doesn't.
Tyler.
That's so it doesn't heal.
I also
up.
Got these.
You and your fancy antique store shit. I gotta start.
Those are old school safety, but what the fuck safety pin? What do you do?
I bet you.
No,
diapers.
But like, clip one of those, bro. Yeah, those are fucking
it's
hardcore.
Your, it's for your chastity belt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Those are fucking
so you
tight.
Kids out
but
on
why
the
is
town,
there a big
went
loop?
For milk shakes.
But why is there a big loop on the other side? That's what I wonder.
Oh, we're just going to the Tasty Freeze.
So it springs.
So you can pull your kid.
Well,
no.
They
so
tie
then
a
they can.
To
that
it.
Creates the spring tension.
Yeah. Well, then they can defend their virginity too once they open it. You can string
Leave me alone. God's watching. Leave me alone.
And then it came with another giant safety pin. That one was free,
dude,
maybe.
I don't know. It has to be for diapers.
Oh, dude. It and I found.
Yeah, those are probably like 100% lead.
I'm going back. I know.
Took a year off my life just holding them.
Yeah.
Dude. I'm going to pick my teeth up.
No, that's steel.
I use them for my teethers.
Those are steel. If it was lead, it wouldn't spring, bruh.
Well, we could help.
Learn metallurgy, you fool.
Aced it, actually, back in 2006.
These are actually
This is from the very, 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 very slums of Brazil. Where butterfly knives don't exist. Yeah. I just got my metal claw. All I got to do is, like, block and reach over.
Dude, hilarious. I'm sorry.
A couple whacks to the side of the head. I would walk away from you. I
wouldn't
fuck with you after
Nobody
that.
Can see what just happened. Yeah. So.
Well, you could also, like, slap somebody with it, and they wouldn't even... They'd be like, oh, what the fuck is that? You can hide it real quick.
Dude, yeah, that thing's dangerous.
Is that how you ward off people at the pool table at the bar?
No. This is my table. You just go up and rip the felt? Yeah. Oh, okay, have fun.
Those are my quarters now.
That's my felt ripper.
That's me quarters.
Like, I'm such an asshole. That's the kind of asshole I am. I own a fucking felt ripper.
How dare you play on
so
my
table. So if anyone ever decides to take the cue ball out to smoke.
I'm actually going to bring that to work. I'm going to bring that to work tomorrow.
Oh, I got the table. Oh, yeah? There you go.
Daisy is just staring into my soul. No. Oh, now she's going to sleep.
She wants to eat your soul.
She doesn't know what she wants. Do I have any more porch mongers?
Porch mongers.
Well, easy now. You're getting close. You're getting close to some shaky ground there.
I didn't say anything recent.
You're only a few letters off from a couple. You could take that in a couple different directions.
That's all how you spell it.
Yes.
Porch spaghetti.
Orange.
Porch skunks.
I'm just trying to come up with a way of how that's. Yeah, porch skunks. That definitely sounds very racist.
Well, then I guess it's me.
Well, fuck.
No, them porch skunks over there.
Those black and whites. So racist.
Yeah, like keep them separated.
No.
Yeah, blacks over here. Whites, blacks, whites, blacks, whites, blacks, whites.
Where?
That's why the stripes are on a skunk because it's racist.
Uh-oh. Nah, bro.
That's God.
Not if they're
God
on the same porch.
Mysterious ways, man.
Not if they're on the same porch.
Come together. Over me.
She's just staring into my soul, bro. I don't know what the fuck.
She's like, I gotta take a shit.
She's just outside for a while. She's probably like, it's been a while since you threw a firecracker outside.
Yeah.
I only have one left.
One of those big-ass, badass ones?
I think I have one big one and one... I have one small one, I know that.
I just remember that guy.
Did you hear what I just said?
You got one big one?
I got one big one and one small. I got two dicks.
As I have sex, they fall off. They just rot away like a bee stinger.
It's like a lizard tail.
Yeah. Every time you fuck, you just leave it in her.
Like, it's scared, you know?
You take care of that.
Yeah.
I'll be over here dying. I only got two
revolving door.
Yeah, dude.
Condoms, girl, we don't need those. My dick falls off.
I'm literally just going to give you my dick.
There you go.
You can
have this
home.
Dick. Yeah. Take this dick.
Yeah, take it. All right, see you later.
If you dry it out right, you might be
Oh, you got it? All right. Yeah, I'm out of here.
Snap it off and roll over. Go to sleep, you know.
And die. Yeah, sleep forever.
Forever sleep.
Dude, bees are fucking...
Your arms come off like that, too.
Kind of
like,
the bad boys of the wasps.
What is that when you chew your arm off?
Oh, yeah.
Like the fox.
Chew your arm off like
120.
Yeah,
I was
trying to think of what the fuck, how many hours it was.
Remember the part where the guy was like gonna jerk off? That's my favorite part of that movie where he's like, I should jerk off.
Right?
He's like, I should jerk off right now.
Did he?
No, he like was about
usually
to,
better
he was
off.
A, he's, I think he unzipped his pants and was about to pull his dick out because he was looking at pictures before he fell into the. Have you seen the movie?
Fuck no, I haven't seen that.
You know the story
movie.
Though.
I don't want to watch a movie that's just. Foreverness of a guy and a fucking.
It's him going out and hiking.
I'm
him
good,
camping with his
bro.
Friends out and like he's hanging out with like two chicks.
I could right. watch a YouTube
James
video.
Franco,
like,
yeah. Yeah. So for real, like this.
And didn't he have a pocket knife?
I don't know if it's true or
yeah.
not. But
no,
if
yeah,
that
no,
really
no,
happened,
that was based on a true story.
That,
yeah.
No, no,
that
it
totally
is.
Happened.
I don't know if Hollywood just threw the jerk off.
That
part
totally
into
happened
it,
to James Franco.
Or
yeah.
if it actually
that
like,
was James Franco.
Just in case,
guy,
no, just in case nobody
whatever,
knows
like,
that happened to James Franco.
I almost fucking jerked off when I was stuck. Like 3 days. It was like 3 days, and his arm was trapped.
Not
gonna
lie,
I'm gonna jerk off.
It might calm you down a little bit.
It'd probably calm you down.
Yeah,
and
but
you
until,
waste,
until you came, and then you'd be like,
energy,
but you get protein back that your body is going to need.
If you come in your mouth, I guess.
Well, you can come. Well, you'd have to.
Was he upside down? Like,
No, he was just
he was dangling.
Yeah, but he could have done whatever. He could have been, like, doing, like, climbs on the cliff.
Yeah, you could, like, jerk off right. You could jerk off directly onto your leg and then eat it.
That sounds way more complicated than just.
Jerking off and shooting it on the rocks
well,
and then eating it?
Well,
no,
when your
bro.
Arm's trapped, though, what are
you
going to do?
You can't lean down. So
I'm talking parkour.
What are you gonna do? Your arm is trapped.
You can't parkour.
You can't parkour. You can't.
You need to look.
There's no more
is parkour
left. There's
no more jerk off videos.
Yeah. I almost guarantee there is.
There's no parkour
dude.
Left.
I almost guarantee there is. Nothing sacred anymore.
God,
we could not leave parkour alone. We had to throw a fucking shot in there somewhere.
Just parkour. Somebody jerking off, like,
oh, yeah, get that parkour. Dude, I'm sure there's, like, a video of a guy
everywhere.
Just standing there, and, like, all of a sudden a guy pops up on the wall behind him, and he's like, hey, dude, and, like,
yeah, get that parkour.
Yeah, jumps down and just starts, like, blowing him. And then the other dude, like, hangs
right,
up.
No.
The other
I'm
guy
talking about, like,
him.
Somebody running around jerking Jesus. Off, doing parkour. And then, like, jizzing, like.
Oh, yeah, he, like, flipped up on a wall.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Blah! Parkour!
Yeah.
Just yeah. serial jerkers getting extreme with it.
What
they
used to call them,
flat,
like,
flanders.
But.
Oh, yeah. They got to wear
now,
a trench
now
coat.
Now it's not, yeah.
No,
now
they have
can
to wear
just
a trench
get
coat.
Get online and do that all you want. Yeah. You
no,
know?
But
you just need a
you got to parkour in a trench coat.
So now you have to, like, parkour.
And then blow your load after the.
Like, right. yeah, like, you
you're gonna
you would get it ready.
You're going to start seeing videos on
you
social media.
You get it ready.
Media.
And you're not allowed to blow your load
no,
unless you land
you're
gonna it,
see those
yeah,
videos.
You gotta,
right. You're going to
you
see those videos of, like, Russians walking on the edge of skyscrapers.
Now you
got to
blow it mid-air.
And just kinking
and
their dicks.
I'm like, walking. It's point of view of them walking over to the edge of a building and just, like,
And then some chick, like, 500 feet below just, catches it in her mouth.
Yeah, dude.
But it blows through her back of her throat.
That's why there's yeah. so many
it's
Russians.
Just, it's so sad it can't reach terminal velocity.
How'd you lose your eyesight in your left eye? Oh, it caught a load
or
from the
top
have, of
like,
the building.
Or they had, like, those flight suits on.
Yeah, you'd get oh, spider web by it.
Yeah,
sure.
spider.
You get spider web by a load spider traveling web. Terminal velocity. I wonder if a load could have reached terminal velocity.
Would you?
I don't
would
know.
You
if
think
it was it, thick enough?
Yeah.
Mythbusters.
Yeah.
Let's call them.
Would you think it was
the real Mythbusters, the myths that we care about?
Would you think it was bird poop or
can jizz? You cut a boat in half with a rocket? No yeah. one fucking cares, dude.
In your eye.
What's
you
gonna happen to my
baby?
Jizz if it hits you in the top of the head traveling at
a
whatever?
A tiny
mom,
guado.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna make your hair stick better.
What would you call a guado in your eyeball? Like
blotto in your eyeball?
No, guado.
Guado, baby.
Oh, that's how you get an eyeball guado.
Yeah.
Dude grew out of a stomach, living in a stomach, and he still gets shot in the head. That's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Guado. It's me, Guado. That's going to be...
I know what this movie guys so are talking about. I just can't remember. It's Arnold. It's Arnold, right?
Yeah, it's Arnold.
Total Recall, dude.
Total Recall.
Yo.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
He's on Mars.
2 weeks.
And they tried
two
to remake
weeks.
It with what's
they did.
Well, Colin Farrell, not bad.
Oh, they
yeah,
did?
I wasn't
they
bad.
Remade
it. Was okay.
It? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
But it was not, like, original.
Dude, no. You can't replace.
It was a remake. It wasn't a sequel. It was a remake.
See,
with Colin Farrell.
Like a tiny, like a crash, like a tiny model plane crash into a fake mountain. Then like.
Digital. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like any day. Like,
dude, hilarious. Yeah. When his eyes explode. The best part is when
his plane crashing
helmet.
Into a couple skyscrapers. Because we can watch that shit.
Yeah.
See,
we have.
Ooh, I know.
We did this.
You should fire up YouTube and get some 9/11.
We did this already.
My favorite ones are where's the
you
one
don't remember?
Dude does it
just,
in front of the kids. Well, in front of the kids.
So
and he's like,
it.
See, that kids doesn't have any windows.
Yeah.
What do you call
Trevor Moore. Yeah, dude.
And then he was killed by the Illuminati. Was he really?
Oh, yeah.
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 And then the. Then the Pentagon one, and he's like, you see how there's no debris? What would that be, kids? And the little girl's like, missile?
Like, yeah, what do you think that means?
Yeah, that's
funny. I like the one of him.
Oh, shit, what's
this? I'll never forget
singing
that.
The kids song on how to make meth.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah,
hold up.
That guy would have been like,
let's watch
like
this first.
Something now, and he's gone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
2 hours ago.
Yeah, supposedly he got too drunk and fell off a balcony and cracked his head.
Let's watch this crazy shootout.
We'll end it with Ian, the last text message I got from Ian York. Gotta Mr. say York. Your mullet is looking way better than mine. That's it.
Mr. York, I missed that motherfucker. I haven't seen him or talked to him in a while.
So I seen him over at the dirt.
He doesn't try to talk to us.
So
Ian,
him
if
just
you
last
ever
night at the,
this,
I seen him just last night at the dirt track down there
fart
in Hartford.
On your grave.
I see him down at the dirt track down in Hartford.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Nah, fucking look like me at all.
Oh, yeah, that's what I...
No, it doesn't.
I don't know why people are like, that's Alex. I'm like, that guy is
fat as shit. That guy's as fat as me.
No, that's what I always say.
Well, and like, what the fuck?
That's what I always say to Alex. Like,
how do they not know
there,
what
you know?
Tattoos I have?
I was like, what's up, old
That
guy?
Whole arm would be that be this arm.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Bullshit.
No one cares. No one's looking at you.
Dude, fuck you. You
see? Look at the people. Look at the people. People are spotting me like, that looks like Alex.
Do you see those crutches?
Yeah, it looks like Alex gained 800 pounds.
You're gonna be using those.
Oh, I get it.
The crutches.
Yeah, they're crutches.
The crutches.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm going to fuck him up right now.
Yeah, dude, I got to fucking carry my dick around somehow.
Yeah. In
so
a
I'm
fucking
need some crutches.
Bag.
In a cast.
In a bag. After I cut that
yeah,
shit
in a colostomy
off.
Bag after your Alex
day.
Shits it out.
Yeah, back in my day, we'd let
I'm
her swing.
Eat that dick.
Yeah, that dick's going to be in a bag, all right.
I'm going
to
eat that
in my colostomy bag.
And I'm going to shit it out.
My little Philadelphia sidecar.
What? What does that even mean,
a Philadelphia sidecar is when you fuck someone in their stoma.
I know.
And that's hilarious.
That's why I'm
to me, that's the funniest Urban Dictionary shit ever.
No. Dude.
Why
I had to turn my old lady.
I don't even want
to. I had
know.
To turn Lorena onto that, right? Because like,
what?
You know, me and her have a thing where like,
oh,
she teaches me like some black people shit, and I teach her some white people shit, right? Because she's like, is that some white people shit? And I'm like, fuck yeah, that's some white people shit.
What does she think?
I'm like, you don't
man.
Even know about that shit, bitch.
You show her.
Yeah. Like,
you show her Meatspin.
No.
You should show her Meatspin.com.
Oh, dear God, I can only imagine. I don't know if she's ready for something like that.
Mr. Hands?
She's still trying to fathom.
Gross.
She's still trying to fathom.
Okay. I'm going to cut a lot of shit out of this episode. But one thing I'm definitely not cutting out. Hold on, wait.
Fuck you.
Let's end this. I got one more thing and then we'll end it.
Yeah. I want to fart in your mouth.
So, I saw this license plate the other day and took a picture of it.
Oh.
You should have held the mic up to that. There's just random pictures in my camera roll on my dick. There's just blurry pictures of my small cock and pictures of me flexing next to it.
Look.
There's that.
Hell yeah.
And then the next one is just my soft dick. And then that.
Hell yeah.
Then that. You look like a weird Super Mario.
I have some good ones for you.
That's what noise I feel like you would be
making. I get very drunk and high. I've been getting very high and drunk.
I feel
and
like you need just an iPad.
Thinking about sending my wife dick pictures while she's at work, but then I'm like, what if the administrator's there? So, Corwell. Corwell fucking...
Do you guys want to watch this dude die or what? God damn it.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I forgot.
Before that.
All right, let's just end this.
We done.
All right.
Over and out.
Hey.
We love you.
I was trying to save
Skunk
it.
Ravine.
Skunk not Ravine. To be, but I love you, Alex.
Find the good
I love topics. You, too.
I love you, Tyler.
Love you, too, brother. I'm glad I could be a part of it.
Thanks for coming over anytime.
I,
there's always a third mic.
Yeah, I try to be...
Love all the listeners.
Recluse.
Dude, me and Alex were going like a good half hour, 40 minutes before you showed up, and bam, we got another hour.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, and we had some
good
very
shit.
Random shit hat.
Very
hood
random.
Hood shit.
You get the good conversations
like
throughout,
this,
right?
This will be fun to
throughout.
Edit.
Yeah. Hood shit. Yeah,
throughout.
Hood shit happened.
Hood
shit will continue to happen.
Hood shit will continue. Skunk Ravine will continue.
Yeah.
A billion more episodes.
The Cabin in the Hood.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Cabin in the Hood. I love
cabin
it.
Cabin.
If you guys saw the bathroom, you'd know why.
That's the recording studio. The Cabin in the Hood.
Cabin in the
Hood. Maybe I don't.
The Cabin in the Hood.
If I were you, I would start taping up all your fucking Nazi paraphernalia.
What? I don't have Nazi paraphernalia.
Make wallpaper out. All right, let's end it. All right. Bye, everybody.